coffee meter dead. Connect control tonight. It's KC4SKD. My name is Larry. My location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called every night at 9 p.m. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic on the net? Please call KC4SKD. Bulletins for the net, please call KC4SKD.
4SKD, KO place.
Okay, I'll check you in. KO4HKX.
Road shows, swap fest up here in Hendersonville tomorrow. It's 9 a.m. to 12 at Janicio's or Juanicio's. I don't know exactly how you say it. But it's on Spartanburg Highway, and if you need an exact address, you can just text me or email me. I'll get it to you.
Does anybody need any fields on Patrick's announcement? Is that all, Patrick, or do you have anything else for us?
That's all I had, and look forward to seeing everybody out tomorrow. Looks like it's going to be a good day, so. Just looking forward to it, but please check me in and out tonight, Larry, and thank you for calling in, sir.
Will do. Got you checked in and out. Thank you for bringing that announcement to our attention. Do we have any other announcements or bulletins for the net? Call KC4SKD. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal if you intend to remain on the net for the rank-tree portion. Those stations already checked in are listed, and you need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. Under protocol, we will recognize those that have used the pre-net check-in features, the feature pre-net check-in. And we've got AA4GH Gus, W2AMD Andrew, W4FCM Fred, N4IEI Isla, QLQ Linda, KI4LZI Andy, KC4W Bill, KG4WNP Landon, and thank all of you for using the pre-net check-in feature. And for new hams, those have just recently been licensed and you're not really familiar with operation of the net, so if you'll just put your call sign out there, I'll guide you through press. Do we have any new hams? Call KC4SKD. Unheard, we'll call for EchoLink stations. Anybody wants to check in by way of EchoLink, call KC4SKD or net control.
Alpha November Hotel, Coral in Denver, in and out. But Larry, I want to let you know there's a buzz on your transmissions. Everybody going through the repeater or however you're getting in there has got a buzz, but you're perfectly readable. No traffic.
Hello. Let's check in, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeyapie, South Carolina. And by Echo Link, and you're sounding good down here, and I was just being negative and negative.
Be a negative and negative short time.
Net control. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Zephyr 3.
By EchoLink, we got WH68NH Carl, KF4CKT John. The next station, all I heard was negative and negative. So after I finished, if you could come back and give me your call, please, that would be good. Then I want to recognize the KORWT golfer checking in with us tonight. The station is, that I did not recognize, please come back and your call again, please.
Still not sure what happened. The call is Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. I'll be negative short time.
Good. That was Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. Greg in Brunswick, South Carolina, Georgia.
I got you on the log, KO4WTQ, but thank you for clarifying anyway. Do we have anybody else, EchoLink? EchoLink stations only called KC4SKD or Net Control.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
Jim in Berea. Thank you for checking in with us, Jim. Anybody else, EchoLink stations, call KC4SKD with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Move along to the RF portion. And we'll start off with stations Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
4SKD. Okay, hello to you and Rhonda and everyone on the net. Hope you're doing well. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. And I'm in Cleveland. No traffic. No table. Thanks for calling the net.
4SKD. Harry, thank you for calling the net. Please check in, November Charlie, 9 Victor, named Leon, up in Hendersonville, and my lovely wife, Wendy. Her call is Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray Juliet, and 73 to everybody on the net.
PD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to recognize N4ZLK Shane, NC9B Leon, K4DXJ Wendy. Thank you all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? U through Z, call KC4SKD. Move along to the next group. Alpha through Delta, stations A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Larry, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shows, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4SKD. KD, please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Charlie Uniform Romeo. KR4CUR, Josh in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. No traffic, but I'll be listening.
KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to recognize KK4DMW Rick. You're way down in the noise level tonight, Rick. A little scratchy, but we were able to copy all these calls anyway. KK4ONO Lorena, KM4MOQ Shell. W4DJW, Dave, KR4CUR, Josh. Thank y'all for checking in with us, and I hope I didn't mess up anybody's call. Alpha through Delta, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KC4SKD.
SKD. Again, Kilo Fox 4, Bravo Victor Juliet, KF4BBJ. Terry and Taylor, just check me in and out. Good evening, everybody.
BBJ, and I wasn't fast enough writing. I didn't write your name down. What's your name again, please?
Name is Terry Tango Echo Romeo Romeo Yankee.
For coming back with that. We've got you in the log. Anybody else? Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD or net control. To the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
And out Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne in Etowah, and I'll be in and out.
4SKD. Hey Larry, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4ECN Harry in Kenton, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Larry. Thanks.
KD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Got KQ4GIK Wayne, KC4EZN Harry. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Echo through Hotel. Call KC4SKD. The next group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
SKD. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'm going to be negative and negative. Say 53s for each one of you.
For SKD. Larry, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JK. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO James, KO4JKV Duncan. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. Do we have any other stations? I through L, India through Lima, call KC4SKD.
4SKD. This is Larry. KK4JBQ, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Please check in my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. And we make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And I hope everybody has had a good day. And that you're looking forward to a good tomorrow. With a ham fest, I guess there are possibilities. Back to you, Larry.
KD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JBQ, Larry, and we got you down for some rank two, and KC4MFK, Donna. We'll be back to you shortly, Larry. Hope y'all are doing well. Anybody else, I through L, India through Lima, call KC4SKD. Dry stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called KC4SKD.
KD. Please check in, Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenwood County, be native and native, 73 to you and all the net.
KD, like to recognize WG4MC, Matt. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, man. Hope you're doing okay. Anybody else? Mike through Papa, M3P. Call KC4SKD. To the next group, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
T4SKD. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris from Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4. Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Bill and Copy. I'll be negative and negative.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N0TR Tom, KO4QLG Chris, KK4TRJ Bill. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango. K3T, call KC4SKD.
KD. Hey, Miss Rhonda in the net. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no shoe tonight. Little chugged up, Larry. Been outside working in the yard all day. Good evening to you, Miss Rhonda, and all on the net.
SKD, recognizing neighbors of ours, KI4DOS, Gary. Who's been working in the yard? K3JOY Joy. Good to have y'all with us tonight, Gary. Hope you're doing okay. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KC4SKD. That means we got everybody for now, so let's open it up through all the way through the alphabet. Any stations, Alpha through Zulu of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD.
And please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing K4XB, Tommy, KQ4TBD, Angela. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Hope y'all are doing okay. Do we have any additional stations? Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD. KD, looking for stations Alpha through Zulu. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD. This is KC4SKD, now securing the formal portion of the net. And we want to thank everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rank chute portion of the net, and we'll call for our additional check-ins as we go along. We only got one on the rank chute list tonight, unless I have missed somebody, and that is Larry, KK4JBQ. The conversation topics are wide open tonight, Larry, so what you got for us this evening?
My gracious, Larry, I tell you, I'm glad it's wide open, because the first thing I got to talk about is something that people just don't do, you know. I was listening to a piece of music on one of the channels here on my computer, and I really liked the song that I heard, and it was done, and I was... I was going to write that down, the title, and who was singing it at the time. I don't think this gentleman wrote it, but I think he's Irish. Now, that might be a stretch, but I think he's Irish. His first name is spelled G-E-R, and I was just wondering if anybody out there has that particular knowledge. How would you say that first name? G-E-R. Back to you.
I'm not sure. Ger or Jer or I don't know. Maybe somebody else can come in and help with this. Of course, the internet is wide, as you well know, just a wide open source of information for stuff like that.
With you, I mean, ordinarily, but I know it has its limitations, and talking back to me is something I can't get my computer to do. If I can just ask it, it won't come back with the correct pronunciation of somebody's name. His last name is O'Donnell, so I'm making an assumption that perhaps he's of Irish extraction. I think Gurr is... Gurr O'Donnell is what you might have to say until he corrects you. It's awful to live this, to live like this. But I'm trying to defeat my ignorance, KK4JBQ.
The one day you'll come up with it, and yeah, just keep looking. Try YouTube. Things that will help. But you mentioned computers talking back to you. You know, it brings something to mind, Star Trek, the original series. Now, their computers would actually talk back to you. And I thought that was pretty neat, but I never heard one of them come up and say, data error reading drive C or something like that.
I do think that is a marvelous thing that some computers do. Maybe those that are newer than mine. Mine is probably, going on 8 years old. And I've had opportunity. Donna's even said, my birthday maybe, or maybe even Christmas. And she'd say, would you like a new computer? And I says, no, honey, we've got seven old computers here in the house already. Who else is like that? You got seven old computers in the house and one new one. Well, that one is going to get old in time, and if you never pass them on or recycle them or whatever people do. By the way, since you brought up the computer voice, did you know that that was the creator? Oh, my goodness. My smart speaker is named Computer. And she jumps in. She just did. I don't know if you could hear that. But she jumps in and says she doesn't recognize me. Anyway. So, as I was saying, the voice for the computer on Star Trek was the wife of the creator, Gene Roddenberry. She also played several characters. She played Nurse Chapel. And that was in the original series. And she played Roxana Troy in Next Generation, I think. I think that's pretty cool nonsense, don't you?
His name was Majel Barrett. And yeah, I've got the Star Trek series, the original series on DVD, the enhanced version even. Anyway, this is KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I've even been to a Star Trek convention. I didn't meet him, but I saw George Takei, and I got to see him from a distance. Yeah, the Star Trek convention was just a teeny tiny one down there. I think it was at the Tri-County Tech campus in Pendleton.
Would say that's fascinating. I have not ever spoken to anyone who's been even close to a Star Trek convention. I've watched them all. Well, I can't say that anymore. I think I dropped out of chasing down everything I could along about the time they produced the series Picard. Not because I didn't want to see it, but I just have had plenty, and Donna doesn't think much of it, you know. I don't know how your sweetheart is about that, but Donna she was a very serious student in college. She had to be. She was a music major, and they have to be like practicing all the time and doing the other things that you have to do besides your major. and she did not go to movies. And if you didn't go to movies, and that there's no great harm in that, I suppose. But there's a big hole between a gap, maybe is a better word. There's a big gap in what the general knowledge in a wide swath of people, you know. And they use these things as trivia, things get conversations started, or, you know, like what we're doing, you know. If there was somebody out there, and maybe we should invite them in. If there's somebody out there who's never seen or even cared to watch any episode of Star Trek, let's not go any further than that. I know there's other series that are equally, you know, latched onto by most. Then come in here and join Breck, I'm sure. But that's interesting that you would have gone to a Star Trek convention. So if Takei was there, did he speak to the entire group? Did he ask questions from the audience or stuff like that?
Actually, at another event they had, they showed bloopers. And this is kind of jogging my memory. Yeah, they ran some film of Star Trek bloopers and got up and introduced that. So that's where I saw him. And what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, when Star Trek was on the original series, we were kids. I've said this before, talking to somebody on this repeater, but when that series came on, everything else, Star House shut down. You didn't dare get in the way of TV or make noise, anything while we were watching Star Trek.
Well, I can say that's the proper respect. I don't know how many times I've seen each and every episode of the original, and many because I would tape them and watch them at my leisure when I wanted to, over and over again. And I would know the dialogue. At least I could anticipate what the answer to a question was on the screen, you know. Donna thinks that's absolutely crazy. I think it's normal, you know, to chase something you like. Maybe I should put it that way. It's normal to chase something you like. And, you know, not going to go any further with that. KK4, JBQ.
100%. Let me see if I've got another comment I want to make before you're gone for the evening. KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, do we have additional stations all the way through the alphabet?
KC4SKD, Larry. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net. No track, negative, negative. I'm on Echo Link.
Yeah, thank you for checking in with us tonight, KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen. Good to have you with us tonight. And if you're still there, Larry, you touched on another subject I want to talk about for a couple of minutes.
That's good. Go for it.
Being a music major, I have taken piano lessons before and worked on it several times. You know, first I was about a five-year-old kid and wasn't the least bit interested in it, but later on I became more interested in piano, and what really helped me the most was I bought a digital piano made by Yamaha. I took it to the computer and bought some software, and that was really when the light bulb came on. And, oh, this is what this is all about, how you work it. So I worked on the piano for several years, and the problem that I ended up with, my thumbs got to hurting. And I tried taking vitamins and exercises and creams and, you know, rubbing arthritis cream, and I just could not get rid of the pain. So, unfortunately, I had to give it up.
That's tragic, and I'm surprised. Donna is in another room on a different floor, or I'd drop this microphone and go ask, well, I'm going to anyway, if you don't mind the pause.
check-ins while you're doing that. KD, Blue Ridge 2 meter down. Do we have additional stations? Alpha 3 Zulu, A3Z, call KC4SKD.
KD? Kate, to jump in there in the middle of your rack chew with Larry, KK4JBQ. Good to hear both of you on a Friday night. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Larry. No traffic, no comments. 73E to you and everyone on the net.
Are you with us tonight? Are you one of the net controllers by any chance?
I usually call the first Saturday night of the month. Over.
Very good. Thank you for checking in with us. Of all the net controllers, and recognize them as they check in. But KC4SKD recognizing AK4HR. Mike, good to have you with us. Mike, anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu, call KC4SKD.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo. This is Paul over here in Greenville. Just checking out the radio. Tell everybody, 73s, have a great night tonight. And like I said, this is Paul over in Greenville.
Checking in with us tonight. Hope you're doing okay. KC4SKD, recognizing KO4IPV, Paul. Thank you again. And anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel, WB4ZPH. My name is David. I'm in Washington, D.C. this evening. I'll be negative and negative.
KD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to recognize, by way of echo link, David. His call is WB4ZPH. Washington, D.C. Thank you, David, for checking in with us tonight. Do we have anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, or by way of Echo Link, call KC4SKD. KK4JBQ, Larry, are you back?
Sir, I am back. This is KK4JBQ. And I rushed in, and Donna was doing a game on her computer or something. But I says, I got something to ask you. And she put her hand up. And then she took her hand down. And I knew I had, you know, that's the go signal. And go. And so I says, you know, that I had you in CUSO. You know, just wanted to put a point on it. And I'm in a rush. And we were talking about being a piano student, you know, a student of piano, and about your thumbs. And I suggested, just to give her a notion of what I'm looking for, you know, like maybe he's stretching. She does this quite well and very often as she plays. She plays several keys at one time, right? And the thumb is one key, and she stretches her little finger, you know, about 14 inches. I'm exaggerating, I hope you know. About 14 inches, she spreads her little finger and her thumb, and it's, I can do that, but I overextend. That's actually the medical, that's a medical word. And overextending a tendon again and again and again and again, as you might do, will absolutely certainly do that. She kept, you know, and I'm saying this to her, what can he do for it? He's trying everything. What can he do for it? Well, she says, I don't know. And all I could do was laugh as I walked out of the room. So there you are.
Never asking either way, but yeah, I had to give up the piano. I sold the Yamaha and a little. I had a Baldwin, that I'd bought at a secondhand store. Well, I called them and donated it back to them, and I was so sad to have to give that thing up because it was such a nice little instrument. But I still got a Hammond organ. It was made about 1960 or 61. The thing works great. I mean, it's in great shape to be that old. And occasionally, I'll sit down and play some of the church music and stuff on it. And I mean, I'll probably just hang on to it in case, you know, something good happens later on.
I know little about an organ. But I do know that they can go out of tune. But the organs that I have worked close to, like in the choir loft, you know, the organ up there, and I sat right by it as I was running the sound system for the church, and it was a pipe organ, and they are tuned by, you know, fiddling with pipes. I'm thinking you're saying it's like a, did you say a Wurlitzer? I don't know if you mentioned the name. Maybe you decided not to. I took care of that, didn't I? So maybe there's a way to tune those things, but probably not by by the user. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say?
Hammond. It's a Model A100. And it runs off the 60 cycle AC. It's in perfect tune. I mean, you can't get it out of tune by the way the thing's designed and built. And actually, Ray Allison checked my tubes for me when I bought the organ. I put them all in shoe boxes and wrapped them up in paper towels and carried them all to him, numbered them. He checked them all out for me, because he had to. Equipment to do that with, and it's been sitting there in the den ever since. You know, I keep it covered up, keep the dust off of it.
Probably, it's not anything I'm aware of, and I'm thinking either the overextension issue. I'm thinking there probably are. You're going down the right road, is what I'm trying to say here, is that there probably are exercises. Because if you look at people, and Donna's she has mentioned this, and we can put our hands, she can put her hand up, I put my hand up on it, and she's got fingers that are longer than my fingers. She got smaller hands, but longer fingers. And it's because of this, the body will respond to exercise. People know that, but people don't, you know, they don't go beyond that hurts. They don't go beyond I don't feel good when I'm done. And maybe you're, you know, gosh, that was reasonable to say, except music is an important thing. I've been all evening listening to a few Irish ditties, you know, by Ger O'Donnell. I like what he does. He sings with other people too, and it's very lyrical. He plays guitar, I play guitar, and Irish music is, especially if it's not drinking songs so much. It's like the Parting Glass. Have you ever heard of that one? But anyway, I like that music. And it's just a shame, you know? A shame that you dropped it. Golly Bill, KK4JPQ.
I agree with you. Music is very important, and it's perfect songs too. The harmonics add, and or it sounds terrible. But you know, you get into a frame of mind, you sort of get lost in the music when you're playing. Let me call for one more call and see if we have any more check-ins. I guess I need to let you go here in a little bit and close the net out. But let me see if we got any more stations. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD. Long silence. I guess we got everybody. This is KC4SK. Let me close the net out there, and I'll be back to you. Let's see. Pause for the net report. I don't know who's running the net tomorrow night, but let me do this net report here. Hang on 1 second. This is KC4SKD. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank everybody for checking in. Now to return the repeater back to normal. Amateur use. MP3 and good night. And KK4JBQ, if you're still there, we'll chat a couple more minutes.
I'm here for the duration, as they say.
The musical instruments I still have here, of course, is that Hammond organ, which weighs 380 pounds. And I've got a Korg synthesizer that somebody gave me that they weren't using. Well, that's interesting. Little instrument too. The instruction manual for it is 184 pages, and it sounds phenomenal. I mean, things you can do with a synthesizer: go in and change the waveform shapes of the tones in it. And I do have a ukulele that my grandfather bought in Honolulu about 1967. The interesting thing about that is he mailed it, regular U.S. mail, all the way from Honolulu, and it did not get damaged. It came back fully intact without a scratch on it.
Well, I'm impressed. Needless to say, there are a lot of us out here, including me, who have had different experience with U.S. Postal Service. I got, I used to be kind of heavy-handed with eBay. I could not stay off of eBay. And I had occasion to win a few, you know, that's one thing. I mean, right on the off the start, that's one way that they hooked you. You were playing, sort of, you know, and you could win. Yeah, sort of. But it cost you when you did, you know. But I discovered ways. And I don't want to talk about that here, but I've discovered ways during that period to actually increase my odds of winning. The timing and such as that. Of placing bids, I guess, as what they called it. And of course, eBay, when you want something, you didn't have it. And you paid for it, but you didn't have it yet, and you waited for something to arrive. And if it arrived in pieces, which pieces, and I get all burnt up about that, when it's just silly, didn't pack it well, you know, something with, like a chess set that I can recall. It was ceramics. Larry, it was ceramics. And there was no padding whatsoever, no cushioning, no packing material in there at all. And it came all busted up. Is that any surprise? Oh, well, anyhow. I got off track, didn't I? I apologize for that. Instruments was one thing. I think I have at least one working, what would it be, 64 or something like that, key piano. This is before I realized that Donna could not teach me any part of what she has a degree in, you know. It's just not within her to teach. KK4JBQ.
Chris KD here. Yeah, I just no special person with the patience to do that. But anyhow, I really enjoyed the music. I actually played the organ at one of the churches we went to. And, of course, that's the simple part. The organ is just three notes and the bass pedal, just absolutely nothing compared to the piano, you know. But I enjoyed that. I set it up to the sound system and had it sounding really good. It was in stereo, and it, you know, the way I had it set up really worked great. You could hear all my mistakes kind of well.
Your mistakes came through real well. Okay. Well, kudos to you. I mean, I have played guitar in church and that kind of thing, and I was not, you know, all stressed out or anything because I had been doing that for, you know, nearly 30 years when I had done that, when I did that. But something that I, you know, that I'm not really rock solid on, I don't know. That would be a stretch. Now, I've talked before people, and I have played my guitar in front of crowds of people, but if I'm not comfortable, I just get all whacked out, and, you know, my fingers don't do what they ought to do on their own. They need some help, and my mind just gets all fuddled. Anyway, I've discovered some things tonight. I know somebody now who has been to a Star Trek convention. Well, what else? Just because I'm just curious, you know, and I'll never be in that position. What else did y'all do for fun after, I don't know, 1,000 of you got together?
You mean after the Star Trek convention?
It's around all over the place. Hang on. At the Star Trek convention, and you were with maybe 1,000 people. What did y'all do for fun?
Now I'm understanding. It really wasn't very big. We weren't there long at all. You know, you see people dressed up in their strange costumes and the Star Trek costumes, and I think some had made. This was sometime around 1980, I believe. The late might have been 79. Somewhere along that time period. I really don't remember a whole lot about it, so not a very good. I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to. I'm not sure what I'm trying to say here, but it just didn't last long.
Well, that's a little different experience than I have read about. You know, the conventions where you say you thought perhaps Takei had been there. But the ones that I've read about, several members of the cast might be there, and they answer questions from the audience, and they talk about, oh, you know, things that happened during shooting that, you know, maybe it's not appropriate to talk about on other venues. You know, quirky things, maybe. Things that would make people laugh. So I just, that's what I take away from it. I read once, or maybe I saw this on YouTube, a recording. You know, the music on Star Trek. It can be good. It's like when Picard was playing that small flute. It's kind of a haunting thing. And someone expanded that, wrote a musical score for it, and it, you know, it became an actual thing on YouTube. The flute was it wasn't. The little hand flute, I know they're different names, but I don't know what they are. And then the flute that you hold to the side, you know, the orchestras, the big flute. I hate being so ignorant about things sometimes. But that was That would be something to talk about, you know, how that particular piece of music came into being, who wrote it, and how was it brought into the show. It was a big part of that episode, if you saw it.
In that episode, yep, you've got the flute, and it goes off to the side, and you got this little instrument, I think it's called a recorder. It don't have the little rods and valves and stuff associated with it. You just use your fingers to unplug the holes when you get different notes. Something else you may or may not know about. One of the directors for the original Star Trek series was a ham operator. His name was Joseph Pevney, and he joked, he said, yeah, the ones that he directed turned out to be the most popular episodes.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. Just recently, the DJ that on the radio station that I listen to from time to time became a ham. And, you know, I don't call in to shows like that. And if I did, you know, what would we talk about? A hobby that has 10,000 little parts to it. That's kind of what amateur radio is. I've had conversations with other hams, and without fail, they're into ballooning. You know, sending a radio up into the stratosphere, and it's not guided or anything. It just goes until it runs out of whatever lifts it, helium or whatever it is, and it drops to the ground, and they go pick it up. You're probably aware of this, and that's something I've not had any experience with at all. But it would be my if I met and I did meet someone interested in being a ham. I just happen to be listening to, or just monitoring a frequency, and I was eating a hamburger in a burger joint, right? And just put yourself in that place. And the manager comes up and sits down at the table, and he's appropriately identified his clothing or a badge or whatever he, you know, would clue you in. And I thought, I'm in trouble. You know, because my radio, I've got my radio and it's on. It wasn't, you know, blaring or anything that anyone was going to have a problem with. I'm becoming a ham. So we had a nice conversation. But I had a knot in my throat for a moment. I thought I was in trouble. KK4JBQ.
Well, maybe you planted the seed there or helped, and maybe he'll be on the air with us someday. But, when I mentioned the ham operator that was a Star Trek director, it brought something else to mind. One of the Eagles, Joe Walsh, is a ham operator. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. I'm acquainted with Joe. He was on several episodes of Ham Nation. It may be where you saw Joe. And he was good friends with the cast of Ham Nation. Bob Heil, I think, worked with the band. Now I'm trying to remember. It's a pertinent piece of information, but I can't remember Joe Walsh's band. I know what it isn't, but it's not coming to me. You can help me, right? Of course, it's the Eagles, yeah. And so anyway, yeah. I was shocked to know that. You know, I was also shocked to know that that Bob had his own little corner in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for developing the wah-wah. pedal. How cool is that?